latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Despite being the first Western country to confirm a case of Ebola, the US has asked the Spanish government to grant permission for over 3,000 American soldiers returning from Ebola-stricken West Africa to stay in Spanish military bases at Rota and Morón de Frontera so the troops can rest before returning to the US. Part of the agreement would be assurances that Spain can prevent the potential spread of the virus amongst a local population. The Canadian Public Health Authority has this week confirmed that they sent both Spain and Norway a laboratory-grade and unapproved course of drug treatments for two healthcare workers who contracted Ebola. An email request for information was responded with a statement: the experimental treatment was donated on compassionate grounds to help treat healthcare workers infected with Ebola. A canine companion of an American patient being treated for Ebola is being quarantined, unlike the same situation in Spain, where the dog was immediately euthanized by the health authorities despite public outcries. According to the American Center for Disease Control, at this time there have been no reports of dogs or cats becoming sick with Ebola or of being able to spread Ebola to people or other animals. The agency also says that no human infections have been linked to dogs. African migrants living in Spain are concerned of a possible backlash on account of the spread of Ebola, not only from the general population, but from the authorities. In an interview, black rights activist Yast Solo said, "It's already been used to stop immigration. This is the first step." However, in the headquarters of a help group in Madrid, organisers of aid say that the scare has not yet led to a backlash, as the Spanish population knows with immigrants here, there's a big gap in time and distance from the situation in those countries affected, Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. According to a survey of 600 Spanish medics, 84% believe that cuts to the healthcare budget have led to a loss in the level of care that they give to patients. Details of the survey conducted by the Spanish Society of Primary Care, SEMERGEN, also reveals that 86% believe that the quality of care has deteriorated in the last year, and 60% are pessimistic about the future of primary care in Spain. On the other hand, 66% of respondents say that the current level of care they give is good, with 14% opting to say that the general level across the country was pretty bad. In terms of time allocated to patients, 67% say that they have between 5 and 10 minutes to treat each patient, whereas 18% have to complete their examinations in under 5 minutes. The survey also reveals regional variations on this time. Whilst the time to treat patients may have decreased, the administration has gone the other way, with 47% of medics saying that they have more bureaucratic tasks to complete compared to last year. Meanwhile, 55% say that they have difficulty in accessing new treatments, and 84% recommend the use of online facilities for training and certification of their skills. And after earlier reports of weather conditions threatening almond crops, the Spanish confectionery market is now facing more dilemmas after disciplinary proceedings have been confirmed against six of the top turrón manufacturers for alleged market rigging. The investigation began in November last year and has resulted in the Markets and Competition Authority confirming that they've discovered reasonable indications of violation of competition protection laws, including direct or indirect price fixing, fixing of commercial conditions, and the exchange of commercially sensitive information. If found to be true, the allegations could result in the companies having to hand over 10% of their turnover in fines and, given the gravity of the allegations, could result in further action. One of the companies named in the case, Almendra y Miel, who are based in Alicante and own some of the industry-leading brands such as 1880 and Claire de Lune, have stated that they are fully cooperating with the investigation in order to clarify the facts and to demonstrate that they have complied with the law at all times.